With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A Texas federal court halted the implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act's beneficial ownership reporting requirements that included America's farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. The court held the CTA is likely unconstitutional, so it issued a preliminary injunction barring the government from enforcing the act and its reporting requirements against anyone. Before the ruling, small businesses that met certain criteria would have had to file reports with the Treasury Department by January 1st or risk fines and criminal penalties. The preliminary relief will remain in effect until the conclusion of legal proceedings, at which point the court may enter a permanent injunction. In the meantime, the government is expected to appeal the preliminary injunction. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says unless and until an appellate court overrules or narrows that injunction, no businesses are obligated to comply with the reporting requirements. Congress enacted the CTA back in 2021. The USDA's release of the 2024 farm sector income forecast shows lower income for U.S. farmers and ranchers. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Boozman say the income update underscores what Ag Committee Republicans in the House and Senate have been warning about for 2 years. America's farmers and ranchers are in serious trouble, and the outlook remains grim, they said in a statement. From 2023 to today, row crop producers alone have lost more than $50 billion and stand to lose even more next year. They also stressed that immediate action is required to stabilize the farm economy and prevent a crisis that will only get more expensive to address over time. Reauthorizing a five-year farm bill with significant improvements to the safety net is critical to restore certainty for our producers, they added. Farmers and ranchers deserve better. A company letter released this week by the state of Minnesota says Cargill will permanently terminate almost 500 employees in the state, which is home to the company's corporate headquarters. The terminations will begin on February 5th. Cargill recently announced it would cut approximately 5% of its overall staff after revenue took a hit in its most recent fiscal year, thanks in part to a big slump in crop prices. Also, Tyson Foods announced the closure of its Kansas meat plant. Over 800 employees will lose their jobs in Emporia as the company closes its marinated proteins and ground beef plant. Reports show that Tyson has notified the state of Kansas in a recent letter. A Tyson spokesperson said, "We understand the difficulty this presents, and after careful consideration, we made the difficult decision to close our beef and pork non-harvest processing facility in Kansas to help increase our operational efficiency." Biden administration officials will not finalize guidelines on new clean fuel production tax credits intended for the airline and biofuel industries before the officials leave office in January. Three separate sources said that casts significant doubt on the future of a key piece of the president's climate goals. The tax credit was due to take effect on January 1st, but a lack of detailed guidance from the Treasury Department would make the program dormant. The credit initially was supposed to help drive the production of 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuels by 2030. Air travel contributes 2.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions, which makes it a big part of U.S. climate policy. The Treasury Department still says it will issue the needed guidance before January 20th that will enable producers to access that credit during the new year. Biofuel companies wanted a finalized program in place by that date. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.